The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Folly Festival 2025 will be hosted on the 4th and 5th of July. That is this weekend at Colohill Castle, marking the castle's 600th anniversary with food, drink and music. Two-time winner of Ireland's Chef of the Year, Rory O'Connell, is going to be presenting a cooking demo at the event, which is going to include homegrown ingredients from Laois Taste, which I'm presuming he has been foraging furiously all week. Rory O'Connell, good evening.
Hello, how are you? Nice to chat to you.
It's lovely to talk to you. You're no stranger to Colohill Castle, are you?
No, I'm not, because I grew up in Colohill in County Laois. It's a lovely, tiny little village between Johnstown and Durrow and a dip in the road. And that's where the village is, and people live all along the village and outside it. And then just a little bit removed from the main road, which was once, by the way, the main road from Cork to Dublin. But anyway, nowadays, Colohill has been bypassed.
Cork people would be very familiar with that then, given that they would have probably been stopped in it at some stage over the years. Can you see the castle from the road?
I beg your pardon?
Can you see the castle from the road?
You can't see it from the road, but you can see Colohill Mountain from the roads. Well, I suppose if you drove nice and slowly, you'd be able to see the top of the castle. But it's a beautiful old castle in ruins now. Cromwell is alleged to have been one of the people who brought it down, you know, or Cromwell's forces. But it still stands proud, mostly. And it's at the foot of that castle, which is at the foot of what we call Colohill Mountain, that the festival takes place.
Okay, so what is it like? You're effectively, it's a bit of a homecoming, isn't it?
Oh, very much so, because I grew up there and we were kind of, you know, we were allowed to range freely, like free-range hens when we were young, and we grew up in the village and loved it, and we swam in the local river every summer, and we went gathering hazelnuts and damsons and mushrooms and all the rest of it, and then up along Colohill Mountain, which is really not an alp. It's not an alp, shall we say, in terms of metric height, but to us it seemed like a mysterious, wonderful, completely wild place, you know, where we just kind of were allowed to do our own thing, and in the autumn we'd pick hazelnuts, and then at other times of the year we might pick primroses. It was just a nature's playground, to be perfectly honest.
And of course, you went from that nature's playground down to Ballymaloe, where you trained with the late Myrtle Allen. And there's a lovely crossover with the Allens at this event.
That's right, there is, because I'm giving my demonstration at 12 noon on Saturday. Nice sort of summery dishes. And then at 1 o'clock, my grandniece, Rachel Allen's daughter, is giving a demonstration as well with one of our cousins. And they're dingers at making bread and jam, and a good example of how young people can show the older people how to do it.
And does it taste nice now? You're not just doing the nice grand uncle thing of going, that's lovely.
Nice grand uncle. They're fine bakers and fine jam makers. I'm very proud of them, I am too.
Well, they will be showing off their wares, no doubt, in Colohill. Now, tell us about what you're going to be making on stage.
On stage, I thought I'd take the approach of a sort of an old-fashioned Sunday tea. So, you know what I mean, like people used to have years ago, certainly in the countryside. So I'm going to do what's called a traditional salad. So, you know, a lettuce leaves, scallions, little slices of cucumber, tomatoes, some hard-boiled eggs. So far, it doesn't sound very exciting. But then the dressing I'm going to make, it's a cream dressing, in the way that your mother or grandmother would have made, you know, before we all discovered olive oil. So it's got hard-boiled egg chopped up, a sieved egg, hard-boiled egg yolk, mustard, cream, a little bit of sugar. It's really, really delicious. And then back in the day, that would have been eaten with a little bit of the leftover ham from lunchtime or something like that. So I'm going to do some glazed loin of bacon, and then a pot of completely bang in season, lovely hot new potatoes. So, you know, kind of retro, but on the other hand, it should be really delicious. And then I'm going to do desserts then with a lovely, very simple, because everybody needs some simple recipes, but a very simple almond tart or tartlets. I'll do two variations. And then on that, I'll be using lovely local raspberries. I will be using nectarines, which are most definitely not growing in Laois, but it's okay to do that as well.
Taste Laois is a big part of this, isn't it? Because it's about showcasing the food that's grown locally.
Absolutely, yeah. And there will be a selection of different food producers from Laois at the festival both days, and near where I'm giving my demonstration. And I will be meeting them and talking to them and also using some of their products when I'm on stage.
Can I just, I'm going to have a little bit of a humble brag here, Rory, if you can indulge me. I have had a bumper crop of salad leaves this year. I decided I was going to go big on salad. And they've taste absolutely amazing. There's something special about growing your own, isn't there?
Oh, it completely changes everything. It really does. Apart from the wonder of it all, you know, when you put a seed in the ground or a little plug and suddenly a few months later you've got something, you know, that's 20 times the size and all the rest of it. But the other thing that's, as you know now better than as well as anybody, it's just the freshness and the immediacy. So going to your garden, bringing them in, washing them, giving them a little dry and eating them, it just changes everything. And when you grow something yourself, because you've been minding them and watching them and they're like another member of the family, you know, it has special and extra significance.
Do you know what struck me is that, you know, most salad doesn't really taste. Yeah, but whereas really had a taste. I mean, some of it was beautifully peppery in a way that even the same leaf wouldn't taste if it came out of a bag.
Exactly. Some of them are peppery, as you say. Some of them are sweet. Some of them can be bitter. And that they are not the flavors that you get, generally speaking, when you buy a bag of pre-washed lettuce. It doesn't, it generally speaking, it can, but generally speaking, it doesn't compare to what you grow yourself. Now, you can get your wonderful homegrown, freshly picked leaves at farmers markets and stuff like that, which are completely wonderful. But going out to your garden, picking it yourself, bring it in, it's a real joy. And apart from the gastronomic delights, you know, it strokes the soul in a different way.
Can I go back to your salad, right? We've had reasonable weather. That sounds like the Irish mammy salad, isn't it? That the sun comes out.
It's Sunday evening supper, you know.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But again,
Do we underestimate the humble salad of that? Because, I mean, we've gone very fancy with our salads in recent years here with all sorts of additions. But the good old Irish salad, there's a lot to be said for it.
Oh, there's a lot to be said for it. And you know, again, it's all to do with the quality of the ingredients. And the dressing, this particular dressing that I'm talking about, that I'll be making, it's kind of slightly sweet, sour. And then the cream, because, you know, cream, in a way, is our olive oil. We don't grow olives, but we grow cows. And, you know, so it makes complete sense. But it's not just nostalgia. It's truly delicious.
Tell me about the spuds. What are the spuds like this year? Because they're expensive, right? And you kind of have to build up to it, given the food inflation that we're living with at the moment. But, oh, they're so worth it.
Oh, they're so good. Oh, my God, the first new spuds of the year are absolutely fantastic. And certainly the spuds down in Cork that I'm cooking with at the moment, and I suspect the potatoes in Laois, are really delicious because we've had, even though it seems like we haven't had a lot of rain, and, you know, so the spuds haven't been getting soapy. Now, spuds do need rain and they need water to fatten them up. But from my point of view, the spuds have been fantastic. And one of the keys with new potatoes, apart from, of course, being Irish and as local to you as possible, if you can manage to buy just enough for the day that you're going to cook them, and then the next day you want them, buy them again. Because new spuds don't keep in the way that old potatoes keep, because the skin on new potatoes is so thin that, you know, they're not nearly as good. So, and again, anybody who's ever grown potatoes will know, I mean, one of the wonders, great wonders, is going out to the garden, pulling up a few spuds and bring them in. I mean, they nearly clean themselves. They just rub clean so easily. And then a boiled potato and a piece of butter is really a great treat.
I'm not that sophisticated yet. I'm leaving with my saddle leaves for the time being. But
if you manage spuds, I've no doubt.
Isn't it wonderful, though? Another great sign of the Irish summer is the availability of new spuds and strawberries on the roadside. It fills the heart with joy. Probably did when you were driving up to Laois.
Totally. And it's fascinating because, you know, you see very few signs outside shops anymore, specifically for food. But certainly in this part of the world, the sign goes up, new spuds have arrived, and you see them outside garages or, as you say, on the side of the road. And also, of course, the strawberries. They remain the two sort of stalwarts of local possibility in terms of foods.
And will be used, no doubt, in great number at the Folly Festival 2025 at Cullahill Castle, marking the 600th anniversary of that event. There'll be cooking demonstrations, there's live music and loads of other things as well, with plenty of homegrown ingredients from Laois Taste. Rory O'Connell, it's been an absolute pleasure, and enjoy the next few days.
And thank you very much, and congratulations on your leaves. Great stuff.
Thanks, Rory.
Bye-bye. God bless.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.